This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat markets for Tuesday, October 16th. Well, we got the wheat markets tagging along with corn and soybeans yesterday as beans caught a bid on some rumors that China was in for a couple cargoes of U.S. soybeans. This would be the government buying agency, COFCO, and they would be subsidized by the government, but nevertheless, it was China coming to the U.S. market. We've seen some loadings of beans here over the, or some offloading at their ports over the last couple weeks, so it's not a huge surprise, but still, it's a plus to the market to see the Chinese back in the market. Also, the harvest report confirming what clearly we've been seeing on the ground, that soybean harvest is way behind normal. We're seeing some shattering going on, some sprout damage. So this is an issue for soybeans that's going to, could be a big problem, and that's part of the support too. Soybean harvest progress so far, 38%. This is in yesterday's afternoon progress report. 38% done, that's up 6 for the week, and that's down 15 from the average. Corn harvest at 39% done, that's up 5 on the week and up 4 from the average. Winter wheat plantings at 65% complete, that's up 8 on the week, down 2 from the average, that's nationwide. Montana sitting at 74% planted, that's up 14 on the week, down 13 from the average. Kansas at 62% planted, that's up 4 on the week and down 3 from the average. So we've seen a lot of rain come through the Central Plains, primarily Eastern Plains and up through the Midwest, but this is certainly creating some major planting delays of winter wheat. And where we had thought we'd probably see an increase in winter wheat plantings, I think at this point it's a win if we just have them unchanged from last year. So we don't look for a big increase in winter wheat seedings, even given the bullish dynamics of the fundamentals, where we're sitting about a dollar higher a bushel than we were a year ago. But nevertheless, the incentive to plant more acres, I think, certainly is there, but Mother Nature not really working with the farmer at this point. A couple other notes. Russia, the ICAR agency out of Russia, projecting that wheat production for this year would be 70.5 million tons. That'd be up about 0.8 million tons from their previous estimate. September exports sitting at 4.46 million tons. August exports were 4.6, so pretty close to where their August was, slightly below. Year-to-date exports at 12.9 million tons, and 12.5% protein prices up $3 to $4 a ton from where they were just the previous week. So generally, over the last 4 weeks, we've seen Russian prices increase about $18 to $19 a ton. That's fairly significant, and I think it's clearly is underpinning world prices and pulling U.S. prices higher as well. The U.S. soft red out of the Gulf should be competitive, at least on a FOB basis, depending on where it's going, and if you're confident on the delivery specs as far as quality goes. So nevertheless, we're looking at Russia still exporting, but my guess is that they're going to be slowing down here fairly quickly. And it's not just because the government has stepped in and is inspecting every load. That alone will slow things down. It's just that the exporter, now you're pushing your loadings out into December and your delivery dates. And, you know, are your exports going to be shut down by then? What are your quality originations going to be? You're already having trouble finding good quality wheat to fill the specs of your contracts. So I just don't think Russia is going to be that much of a presence, at least in after you get into, at least by the end of this month, and as you get into November, I think the government's going to be much more proactive slowing things down. And plus, it gets cold. It's going to be difficult for them to move as much grain anyway. European exports also slow. That is not a big surprise, but year-to-date sales sitting at 5.09 million tons. That compares to last year's 7.74 million tons. It's a drop of 34% out of the European Union. That's going to be their story for this marketing year. It's going to be the same story for Australia as their crop is being decimated. Argentina, they're looking at a bit of a pullback in their production estimates. They were talking roughly 20 million tons, which would have been a record, but now that's more like to about 18 million tons. You've had some frost damage, you've had some dryness issues show up, so it's not going to be the bin buster crop, but it's still going to be a big one. Brazil, we've seen some quality problems emerge from too much rain in the southern regions. That's probably going to make them step up and be a bigger buyer of Argentine wheat if the quality's there. And if nothing else, come to the United States for some quality wheat. So quality is the word this year, this marketing year. It has been really for the last three or four seasons. The United States has a pretty good supply of quality wheat, whereas everybody else except Canada perhaps really doesn't. Argentina would have good quality wheat. We'll see what the frost damage did, because that certainly would be a player there. But it looks like most of their exportable surplus supplies will go to Brazil. They'll have some to put in the rest of the market, maybe 1 to 2 million tons. But it's the quality stuff. Brazil's going to want the quality. And I don't think Argentina will have that much to be, you know, a major market mover as they get into the export market. That'll be just around the corner. We should see their presence certainly by December, but probably by late November. They'll be harvesting and pushing wheat onto the world pipeline. And again, most of that will go to Brazil. So in the meantime, we've got markets pulling back here just a little bit after a strong day yesterday. But I think that we're pushing higher. It's going to be a grinded out type of trade. I think the corn market's going to be more of a trading range, but we have broken up into the other upper level of that range. Soybeans breaking above resistance, they're going to see some support. I think we've seen our seasonal lows in all the grains, and you know, funds and large traders are pulling out of equities. They're going to be shifting over to commodities. The grain space has a bullish story to tell, especially wheat, but also corn. I think if nothing else, again, a sideways market. Soybeans, you know, probably not so much. You're going to see massive plantings in Brazil and even in Argentina of soybeans, and that's going to cut into the market. But until that crop is ready, which is a good 3 months down the road, it's going to be the U.S. that is your major supplier of soybeans. And ultimately, I think China's going to have to buy some of that. So it's supportive to the grain space. And I think that, you know, wheat will be a stair-step type of bull market into the spring. I think we'll just continue to work our way higher. So the breaks will be well supported. And I think we'll see this market just continue to take out resistance levels as time goes on. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.